My name is Valérie Picard. I'm the executive and artistic director of Le Conseil des Arts de Hearst.
And you have a big event coming up. It's kind of two-pronged.
Yeah, so since 2022 now, we've been celebrating Pride and queer artists with our Cabaret Queer. The next one coming up is June 7th. And this year we're doing things a little bit differently. So every year the queer cabaret takes on a different form. And that's just not to pigeonhole the queer community into, say, a drag show like everyone expects. We want to really demonstrate the diversity of the queer community and the queer artists. So this year, the Pride Committee here at the Conseil des Arts decided that we would present a Francophone stand-up comedian who is also a drag queen. So it's not a drag show, but rather a comedy show by a drag queen. And we're following that up with a safe space karaoke battle. So it's just sort of like a party night where everyone can feel comfortable with themselves, wear what they want, be who they want, and not have fear of judgment.
And you don't have to be queer to participate, do you?
Absolutely not. No, we encourage allies or people that just want to come and have fun as well to join the party, as long as everyone is respectful and, you know, just want to have fun and celebrate love in any shape or form that that may take.
What time and where?
Everything will be happening here at the Conseil des Arts de Hearst. So that's at 75 9th Street. It's in our show hall. So there's going to be, lighting games throughout the night and a really fun ambiance for the karaoke battle. And the stand-up show is also here at the Conseil des Arts de Hearst. First, though, so the stand-up comedy will start at 8 o'clock, finish at around 9:30, and then the karaoke battle will start right away at 10 o'clock on the same night.
Can you tell me more about the stand-up comedian?
Sure. Her name is Mona de Grenoble. She's Francophone, so it's important to note that because our mission here at the Conseil des Arts de Hearst is Francophone, we either do Francophone or bilingual events. And that's sort of a reason why we also opened up a karaoke night, is that we wanted to serve and offer an event to the other minority language here in our community in the North to have an event where they could celebrate Pride with us. So, Mona de Grenoble. She's sort of new on the scene. She received a prize at the Gala des Oliviers, which is sort of like the Juno Awards for comedians in Quebec. She won Découverte de l'année, which is the equivalent of Best New Comedian. And she'll be performing her first one-woman show with us here in Hearst on June 7th. But she has like a mega tour. She's doing a lot of dates. She's very popular, up and coming. It is for sort of like a PG-18 crowd, so there will be some. I guess that was one of your questions.
So
I mean, if teenagers want to come, they can. We ask that they be accompanied by a parent, though, because there are some sort of salty comments and salty jokes that are going to be going around. But it's not for us to judge what parents will accept their kids to hear or listen to. So teenagers can come with their parents. There's no problem. The karaoke event, however, is 19 plus.
Oh, because it's licensed, obviously.
Yes, for sure. We also, we wanted to create a space where everyone is safe, and we didn't want to compromise our organization either by promoting underage drinking.
Anything else you can tell me about any of this?
Really, it's just an event where everyone is invited, as long as, respect and acceptance and love is at the forefront of the intention. And if people want to have a good time, the karaoke battle is not at all Francophone, so people can choose the songs that they want within the four categories. So we sort of already pre-selected some categories for the competition, which is divas, pop and R&B. That one is sort of a little bit related to the queer community in the sense that, a lot of the divas over the years have publicly or openly supported the queer community. There's also rock, country, and duets. So we just wanted to have, open up the categories to have a little bit of something for everyone. And then after the battle is over, there will be like an open period where people who haven't registered want to sing at the end of the night, then they'll be able to do that.
Valérie Picard, thank you very much.